the What's the Crack podcast with Anthony Martin.
Listen in live weekly on Brighton's Radio Reverb.
See whatsthecrack.co.uk and radioreverb.com for showtimes.
So the Brighton Fringe Festival is in full flow, and at the end of this month, the 31st of May to the 5th of June, there will be a show called Involuntary Noises, The Songs of Jody Trehy. And we've got the man himself on the phone right now. Jody, hello, how are you?
Hi Anthony, how are you?
Good, good, good. So you're performing at the Brighton Fringe this year. How did that come about?
Well, we were performing in Edinburgh at the Fringe last August. We actually had two shows. We had a musical I wrote called Egypt of Love, which is kind of a pop idol meets Father Ted spoof. And then straight after, we did a kind of singer-songwritery gig whereby I pinched a load of musicians that I'd met in the festival, like from Japan and from Edinburgh. And we had a great time. As a result of that, there was a group up from the Brighton Fringe up to check a few acts out and had out some awards. So luckily enough, we were nominated and then invited to come and perform at Brighton.
Wow. Let's just go back to that Egypt of Love thing. That sounds amazing. Do you perform that last year at the...
We did for the full month.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. And did you tour that one as well?
We've toured it a bit. It was more successful over in Ireland as a radio production. RTE produced it and broadcast. They tend to broadcast it at Christmas as a kind of... ironic alternative panto.
Okay.
So we've had a couple of airings on Christmas Day and things like that. It's actually, some of the material is quite dark. It's quite bizarre to hear on Christmas Day, but great all the same.
Yeah. And the new show then, that is based on an album that you released last year in 2015. How would you describe the sound of that album?
Well, I'm told, for me, it's kind of quite folk rock, but with a theatrical influence, because I suppose I'm really into the likes of Bowie, but before that, Kurt Weill and all that kind of 1920s German cabaret music that was very kind of satirical and political. And also, I'd be a big fan of Jacques Brel. So there's a bit of kind of European theatre running through it. God knows where it came from, but it's there. And that's what the reviews have been saying. It's kind of a cross between Van Morrison, Bowie, with a hint of European theatre.
Yeah, it does sound very, very theatrical, all right. And I was wondering, did the album come first, or did you kind of have live performances in mind? What was your kind of thought process when you were writing it?
It's more the songs come first, really. The idea is, that's hence the title, Involuntary Noises. The ideas just come bolt out of the blue, kind of thing, on the bus, wherever, walking around. It's kind of subliminal, subconscious stuff that just comes out and ends up as songs. And there's not much kind of consciousness about them. So, for example, I wouldn't be worried so much about the marketing demographic. They just come out and arising from that, from each song, as I grew enough of them to make an album, then we started putting a band and a few gigs, a live thing around it.
Hmm. And what's your own background then in music? Have you been kind of always songwriting, or have you done theatre as well?
I've done both, yeah. Mainly musical theatre, but certainly I started off acoustic guitar and making awful noises in one's bedroom, as you do, and then making awful noises in singer-songwriter clubs and beginning to get better at it, hopefully, over time.
And your influences then, as you said, David Bowie would be one of those.
Well, certainly certainly my teens, early 20s, I remember opening the Bowie songbook once. So I got it as a birthday present, and seeing songs like Signet Committee and seeing what he was doing with chords, and that kind of changed a lot, because I was very kind of three chords and a melody before that, but that certainly opened up a lot of possibilities. The guy was great, just a genius.
Yeah, now the show that you're doing here in Brighton for the Fringe, then you've recruited a few musicians for. Tell me more about them.
Yes, certainly. Well, when we were in Edinburgh, we met this fantastic guitar player. He actually lives in Edinburgh. He's from Australia. His name's Marty Haley. So we're dragging him down from Edinburgh to join us in Brighton. On drums, I have the guy I consider the best drummer in Ireland, a guy called Paul Byrne, who I'm delighted to be working with, been a good friend for many years now. And then when I was writing musical theatre in London, I was working with a musical director who used to work in the National Theatre called Paul Higgs, who's also a jazz trumpeter as well as a pianist. And he's been with me for the last 10 years as the kind of MD. So he scores everything out and keeps everything together. And on bass, a guy from Belfast. And then Amy will be on backing vocals and also lead vocals for some of the songs.
Okay, so quite a good ensemble then for that gig.
Yeah, well, I'd like to think they pack a punch, but they're superb musicians, they really are.
And are you taking that show on tour then, or is it just a one-off for Brighton Fringe?
We will be, I'd say, later in the summer, because the summer I have to get back to more album promotion stuff and make some videos, and I think that's going to take up, that'll take me into mid to late August. And then from September onwards, certainly, yes.
So if people want to find out more about you online, where is the best place to go?
I have www.jodytrehy.com, J-O-D-Y-T-R-E-H-Y. And certainly all the news will be there. And then hopefully in August we'll have some good videos to go with some of the songs from the album.
Perfect. So that show, again, is on the 31st of May to the 5th of June. It's taking place at the Sweet Jukebox, venue 262. You can check out the Brighton Fringe website for that as well. Jody, thanks very much for talking to me today.
Much appreciated, Anthony. Take care.